Project Veritas video shows Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg downplaying left-wing violence. By Alim Bokhari on February 1, 2021. Leaked video obtained by Project Veritas shows the founder and CEO of Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, claiming that left-wing rioters who burned down multiple quarters of American cities last summer were somehow treated less leniently than the Capitol Hill rioters of January 6. I know this is just a very difficult moment for a lot of us here at Facebook, and especially our Black colleagues, Zuckerberg can be heard telling employees. It was troubling to see how people in this Capitol mob were treated compared to the stark contrast we saw during protests earlier this year. The summer riots exacted a gruesome death toll, with estimates ranging from a dozen to 30. In Seattle, far-left anarchists and Black Lives Matter supporters established the Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone, CHAZ, a lawless state within a state. Unlike D.C.'s hours-long Capitol riot, which the government saw fit to respond to with the deployment of 20,000 National Guardsmen to the area, officials allowed the lawless chaos to exist for nearly a month. As a result, a 16-year-old lost his life, reportedly murdered by Chaz's homemade security forces. For half a year, mask-clad Antifa and Black Lives Matter activists terrorized ordinary American citizens, confronting them in public locations, in restaurants, and at their homes in suburban neighborhoods. The summer riots were also the costliest in U.S. history. Not counting uninsured businesses, the riots caused nearly $2 billion in damage to property across the country. In St. Paul alone, over 170 businesses were looted or destroyed. And the violence continues. Even Portland's left-wing mayor, Ted Wheeler, is now asking for federal assistance against Antifa. Shortly after he made the request, the Democrat mayor was assaulted by Antifa in the restaurant. Mark Zuckerberg's comments in the Project Veritas video indicate that he believes the January 6 riot, an isolated incident, was treated with leniency when compared to the endemic violence perpetrated by Antifa and Black Lives Matter supporters since the summer, which includes assaults on elected officials, a month-long occupation of Seattle's Capital District, and multiple murders. The Facebook CEO's attitude may explain why a 20,000-follower page for Portland's Rose City Antifa, arguably the most violent Antifa group in the country, remains active on the platform, despite Facebook's alleged zero-tolerance policy for violent extremist groups. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #DeleteIt, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.